I'm talking now with Amy Ryder, a program manager for Sonoma Clean Power, where they have taken a first and significant step toward the generation of local clean energy that they will then circulate. How is it going to work?
The first step that we've taken is signed our first contract under our ProFit program. It's a wholesale purchasing program that allows us to buy electricity that is generated by renewable resources from our customers here in Sonoma County.
So who's doing what that you're going to buy?
There's an organization, a local developer, who is going to be building an almost 1 megawatt solar array up in Cloverdale.
When is this expected to come online?
Well, there's lots of hoops yet to jump through. This project is not yet approved through the county permitting process, but if everything goes well, it should come online at the end of next year, so fall of 2015.
When we talk about this amount of power, put that in terms that people can maybe get their heads around a little more easily.
Yes, it's a common question. It really depends on how efficient the people are in the first place. However, 1 megawatt is give or take 300 homes.
For a year.
For a year.
This is part of the overall big picture to find and support and make use of local, independently generated alternative power sources, right?
Exactly, yes, and trying to develop those within our service territory so that we have more projects that are meeting that local renewable part of our portfolio.
This being the first one, how important is that for you moving forward?
You know, it is precedent-setting in some ways. Under this particular wholesale format, it has taken several of our other agencies of similar style in the utility world much longer to develop these projects. So we're feeling very optimistic about the potential. It is a small piece of the much larger pie, however. It's just one piece where we can incentivize this local generation component.
You've got other similar projects starting to line up behind this now?
Yeah, we don't have an enormous line just yet. Applications are being received now. We have two others, however, that are actively in the application phase and hopefully will be signing their power purchase agreements soon.
What kind of parameters do these projects have to meet?
There's a list of them, but the key is to be not too big, but big enough. So 1 megawatt is actually the cap in terms of the generation size. They do have to be renewable based on a definition set up by the state, and they have to be within our service territory. So that's not all of Sonoma County, which is, of course, one of the slightly confusing pieces about Sonoma Clean Power right now in that we serve most of the county, but not all. So cannot be currently within the city limits of Healdsburg, Petaluma, or Roner Park. But otherwise, the rest of the county is on the table.
This seems to have happened pretty quickly. Are you surprised that it came together that fast?
I wouldn't say that I'm surprised, just given the appetite folks have expressed to me. There has been a lot of momentum building about this concept and really getting the community excited for the opportunity to have a buyer of wholesale electricity here in Sonoma County. I would say that I'm pleasantly surprised it happened so quickly. Our program started in August, so it's good news to be 2 months in and have projects in the lineup.
Good news indeed. Amy Ryder, the program manager for Sonoma Clean Power, thanks for the update.
Thank you.